And we are joined now by the County Dog Warden, Frankie Coote, from Taylor Swift to Frankie Coote. Frankie, how are you?
I was tortured listening to that video. Wow.
It's very, very popular, as you are as well. Well, we've heard you, and that's why we have you in every week. And you've lots to talk about this week, beginning with news of a man who was bitten badly by a dog in Tubber as he cycled his bike.
He was cycling his bike past the property, and I'm actually going out there now to try and resolve the matter. And he got a nasty bite now, you know, because when you're on a bike and a dog bites you, you're pulling your leg away so you can kind of open the wound a bit. But it shouldn't be happening. And with the weather now, hopefully, it's going to improve. But there are a lot more people cycling. And your dog cannot be out on the road unless he's with you and under control. And in cases like this, I can go out now and issue a fine of €300 once I put the evidence together and the man identifies the dog. And then that person could take a civil action down the line if they want it against you. So I'm asking people now, like, be careful. Most dogs will chase bikes, and they'll chase, like, prams, horse and carts, things, anything with wheels, basically. Yeah. So you need to be careful, like, you know.
Okay, we'll move on to a rather distressing story. A pit bull that was tied to a tree and abandoned in Ennis.
Yeah, we got a call there the other morning. And, like, to make it worse, he was tied outside McHugh's Villas, which houses the elderly. Lovely elderly people up there, and they've got lovely little houses there. So they were afraid to come out, and he was tied onto a tree, and he was actually quite vicious because he was distressed. The dog himself, once we went up, I was able to control him, handle him, put him in the van, the girl with me the same, and he settled, and he's grand now with us. But he's a huge pit bull, no microchip, and I believe there was young fellas over in Tim Smith Park trying to give him away, and some other young fella took him and brought him up there, and then father mother wouldn't keep him, and he said he brought him somewhere else, and so on and so on, and the dog ended up tied onto a tree. But he's safe now, but very hard dog to rehome now, because you know, after all he's been through, he hadn't been looked after.
Okay, we'll move on to advice for people in relation to ducks and swans, and I suppose advice with dogs and wildlife as well.
Yeah, well, in relation to the wildlife and the dogs, I mean, people are putting up videos there of their dogs out in Ballyella swimming after young ducks and thinking it's hilarious and it's funny. Your dog is supposed to be kept on a lead anywhere around wildlife, and it's not funny because they'll separate the mother from the young ones, and obviously they can kill the young ones, but just, you know, a small bit of respect for wildlife. And also out there, there's people swimming with swans. Not advisable, because when you're in the water, I know the swans are one particular swan swims with people there, but I've done all this. I love swimming and I can swim for miles, thank God. But in the water, a certain time of the year, if the swans have young ones, your head is all they can see in the water. And to them, that could be an otter, it could be a dog, and they can batter you, and they can batter you very bad. Experience.
They can break a person's neck.
Oh, they break your neck, yeah. Because the power of their wing, that's what it's in. They don't bite or anything like that. But I've had it. I've rescued hundreds of them over the years, and I've got bangs just into the arm or into the chest. But I had it in the water one time when I went out to help one that was had a hook on it, and down in Killaloe, and I swam out and I went in under it, and we got it eventually, but it wasn't easy. But just, you know, keep them under control. And then in relation to young ducks, people don't believe this. When young ducks appear, they'll be coming outside this door one of the days here now. It happens every year. There might be 10, 12 young ducks. They actually don't need a mother. They just need to be brought to the water. You often heard the old saying, oh, they took that duck to a water. She will actually start breeding again and abandon them anyway. They can look after themselves once they get to the water. The minute you put them in, they're able to swim, they start feeding straight away on flies and whatever, and if the mother's with them, happy days. If not, and sometimes she'll find them, you know, within a half mile or whatever, she'll fly around the town and she knows their call. You won't always catch her. But just don't be afraid to pick them up. Get them in a box or a cat basket, something like that. Ballyella the best place to bring them. Once they're put into the water, they're fine. And if I could say, finally there, Alan, the Gael School outside there in the Gart Road. Yeah. Great admiration for the teacher, pupils and everything. I see them, we have our pound out past them, and I'm on the road there all the time. And they've done a clean up there on a regular basis around the neighbours' estates there. And respect those young children show. They won't stand out in front of you crossing the road. They won't, you know, be harassing anyone or annoying anyone or blocking anyone on the road. I just want to say a fair play to the school and all the children there in that Gael School. They're a credit to their parents. And lovely to see them there now last week, and they all out collecting and being so nice to all the neighbours there. It's a wonderful thing to see, like, you know.